Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay. Happy Friday, Daddy. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Show.
Hope everyone had a good week this week. I started my week with a root canal.
Yeah.
Woo. Good time.
Ty, you're all puffy face. Were you sleeping?
I was.
Just rolled it into the studio here. I'm glad you're here, buddy. Let's see. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. Mm-hmm. There was something I was going to say about that.
You didn't write it down?
Well, I did write it down. Here it is. We actually got our treehouse trimmed up a little bit earlier this week. So we went back and forth for a while. Do we take the tree out or do we have it trimmed? And then we had a tree guy tell us it'd be a shame to take that tree out. So let's just trim it up, take some weight off. And that's what we did. So here we are in all our glory, still in the treehouse studio.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Still exists.
Right. Anyway, let's see. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Here in the studio this evening, well, it's the usual suspects. Got my blushing bride, Stephanie, across the way.
Yes.
Got our boy that just rolled in with a puffy, sleepy face, mm-hmm. Our boy, Ty Ginn, and then little old me, Marco, and we will be doing the heavy lifting this evening for the Happy Hour Show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to get involved with the program. I say call. Nobody ever does, and that's fine. We do get quite a few people that will text us during the show, and that's the beauty about that number, 727-804-5891. 5891 is that you can text us during the show, and we will respond to your text messages directly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As soon as we get them, we will stop the show, put the brakes on,
maybe,
and we will respond to your text message immediately. Mm-hmm. One more time, 727-804-5891. Mm-hmm. So, as I mentioned briefly earlier, a few minutes or seconds ago, actually, we're only seconds into the show. We're not we're not that far in. I did start my week with a root canal. And listen, folks, quite an experience. truly, if you've never had one, do yourself a favor and get one. You're really going to dig it. I'm telling you.
Crack a tooth. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. You know, all in all of the sleep that I lost prior to all of the anxiety that I was experiencing prior to and right up to the fact where they were getting ready to numb me up. I mean, it was a harrowing experience, truly, because I'll be the first one to admit it. I am a puss-a when it comes to stuff like that. I am no bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno when it comes to stuff like that. So all in all, when it was all said and done, it really wasn't all that bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought. My biggest fear, it's the needles.
Right.
It's the needles in the mouth. And the dude assured me that he was pretty good at it. And he said
That's what they all say.
Well, Ty, let me tell you something, man. He said, you probably won't even feel the first one. Then I'm going to let you sit for 10 minutes, numb up, and then I'll give you the next four. You won't even.
Four.
Oh, dude, it's like five shots, brother. It's a deal. Your face is dead. You know what I mean? It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Anyway, so he gave me the first one. I didn't really feel it. He's got this technique where he puts his finger in your mouth and he shakes your cheek and he sticks it in. And he said, okay, that was that one. And I was like, what? I said, you're great, man. You're just great. Good for you.
I'm sure he teared up.
Oh, my God.
He was like,
you're the best, right? And at that point, I think a couple of tears rolled down my cheeks because a little bit of my anxiety went away. You know, because like, oh, God. Yeah, right. yeah, I mean, the whole experience is it's a whole thing because I really feel like if he had been focused on me, probably could have gotten this whole thing done in like 25, maybe 30 minutes, right? But instead, it took almost an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes to get me done. But that's because it's such a racket over there. He's doing four root canals at the same time.
Oh, my God.
He's doing four at the same time, right? And it's like I got in the chair, and he knows I'm a nervous wreck. I can hear him talking to the guy across the hall from me, telling him that he's halfway done, comes in, assures me that I'm not going to feel this shot, numbs me up. While that's happening, a woman gets seated in the chair in the room next to me, right? Goes over, numbs me up, says I'll be back in 10 minutes to give you the next four, right? Then goes to her, gives her the same speech he just gave me, numbs her up. During that whole period, there was a person that came into the room to my right, gives him the same speech, numbs him up, then goes back to the guy across the way, right, and says, okay, and I can hear him doing his thing, and then he goes, okay, you're now about 75% done. I'll be back in a few minutes. Comes back to me, starts the drilling and the grinding. You know what I mean? It's a whole racket, man. It's unbelievable to me. One of the amazing things. Okay, I got in the chair at 12:30, okay? I didn't leave until almost a quarter to two. Okay, I said that probably the whole thing would have been 25, 30 minutes tops, but he's dealing with four. I heard the nurse that was in my room talk to the nurse to the lady that was in the room with the lady next to me. She says, how many is this today? She said, nine. This was 12:30. 12:30, I'm 12:30 in the afternoon. Okay, I got out of there. At, like I said, quarter to two. What time do they close? Five?
Right.
And when I left, I walked by him numbing up somebody else. You know what I mean? And I said, thank you. And, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like, what a racket.
Look, dude, boats aren't cheap.
This dude is making about, you know, $1,800 a pop on these things. You know, how many is he doing? If I'm like number nine, you know, at 12:30 in the afternoon, come on, man.
Come on, man.
I mean, what a racket, man.
It's good business.
I guess. Should have stayed in school. Something. I don't know, man. The whole dentistry thing, I mean, obviously has come a long way.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine what it was like back in the day?
No.
I mean.
No, you wouldn't know.
I mean, when I is as afraid as I was, I knew that once I got numbed up, that whatever they did, I wasn't going to feel. You know what I mean? So I was okay with it. I mean, they were doing some pretty aggressive stuff, you know. pretty aggressive stuff. The one thing that's special about the whole thing is, I don't know if you've ever had a dental dam. Very special. Mm. Very special.
Sounds lovely. Dental dam sounds like a torture device.
Dental dam, Ty, is like a sheet of rubber with a hole in it. Part of it connects to the tooth next to the tooth they're working on, and they jam that on there with like a metal ring. And then the rest of it just lays on your face, and it makes your jaw stay open, right? So this whole time, my mouth, I mean, for almost an hour and a half,
wide open.
Swallowing, I can't feel my tongue, I don't even know if I'm actually swallowing, you know, my head is numb, you know?
I don't like any of that.
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Yeah, the dental dam is, I don't know whoever came out with that, but definitely a sadist. it's definitely a sadist thing. I mean, the dental dam may not have been that bad if he had focused on me the whole time. But because now I'm waiting sometimes 10 minutes between the times he comes back to me. So, mouth, I'm drooling. I can actually on the left side of my face that wasn't numbed up, I can feel I'm drooling down that side of my face. I'm like, oh, this is great, man. This is great.
You should have taken a picture.
I wanted to. I was kind of afraid to. I feel like at that point I'm at their mercy. You know what I mean? They've already put metal in my mouth. They got me in this dental dam thing. Oh, my God, catch me taking a picture. Then what? They break out the chainsaw.
Now it's getting serious.
Now we're going to have to work on three teeth. you're never leaving. I don't know. It's so crazy. The whole thing with doctors is doctors and not just dentists, but all doctors in general, in my mind, you think about it and it's like, how ghoulish are they? I mean, you've got to be a special kind of person to be a doctor.
It's weird.
It's absolutely weird. It's absolutely ghoulish. You know, I mean, can you imagine? I can't even imagine giving somebody a shot. You know what I mean? I can't imagine. Can you imagine being the one that puts a needle in somebody else's mouth? You got to be ghoulish to do that. Can you imagine taking a scalpel and cutting somebody open? You know, can you imagine dealing with the blood?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The one that really freaks me out is, can you imagine putting stitches in somebody? That's the peak of ghoulishness in my mind. Mm-hmm. To sew somebody up? Good God, man. Who are these people?
Something wrong with you.
It's like, you've got to be kidding me, my man. Who are you? I mean, thank God we have them. You know, but my God. Oof.
Yeah, that's a whole different mindset.
Oh, it's mindset. It's ridiculous. I mean, this guy is so removed from humanity.
Right.
He's whipping out, you know, 15 root canals a day. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't matter to him. One of the things that I was so impressed with, and I really want to look into the next time we have a little bit of money saved up, I want to invest in latex gloves. Oh, my God. I heard more burp, burp, where he'd rip his gloves off, go to the next room, put new gloves. He must have changed gloves, I'm telling you, 100 times.
Yeah, probably.
How many times in a day
does
he change gloves?
Well, if he's doing that many at the same time.
Once I realized that that's what that sound is him ripping his gloves off and putting new ones on, then I was like, my ears perked up. It's like, I better hear that sound before he comes back in here. Because if he puts his fingers in my mouth that he just had in Gladys's mouth next door, you know what I mean? We're going to have a problem. I don't know. It's a whole thing. Thank God they can do it. I can't even imagine you know, what it was like back in the dark age, you know, dark ages when they were doing dental work. You know what I mean? I mean, I think of the movie Castaway,
right?
Where he took a figure skate and a coconut and knocked a tooth out. You know, no Novocaine, no nothing.
Well, and,
you know,
back in the dark ages, that's probably what they did.
I had gotten myself so freaked out about having the needles in my mouth that I was like, "How could I get this thing out?" Instead of going to the doctor. You know? I mean, really, all in all, it's not bad. Saved a tooth, and I'm alive to tell you the story.
Right.
So,
Have an anxiety attack that killed you.
No, and you know, I've told a lot of people were like, well, how'd it go? And I was like, oh, you should have seen me. I was so brave. I wasn't really. Truly, there were times when tears rolled down my cheeks because I was just like, I don't know if I can handle this, man.
This is it.
This is it. So you know how when you go to the doctor, they always put you in the chair or in the room, and then you wait.
Yeah.
There were times that I thought, you know what? If I just get up and walk out of
here, I could just leave.
Can I just sneak out?
Maybe that's what the dental dam is for.
Well, they didn't put that on until they started all the grinding. They don't put that on before they do the shot. So you're already in. You're invested at that point.
At that point, you can't leave.
They throw the dental dam on, and I almost feel like they're taking pictures of you. It's like, yeah. Look at this jerk with his dental dam.
They have their wall of shame.
Yeah, right. And for me, the whole time, my eyes are closed, tight. I'm white knuckling, you know. I know my toes are curled up. My feet are like, curled into each other. I'm like almost. I'm trying to get as fetal as I can be, you know, because I'm just so freaked out about it.
Chair.
Right. You're gonna feel some vibration, okay? Just raise your left hand if you feel any pain at all, and I'll stop immediately. I won't be able to stop gripping the handle over here.
Can't let go long enough.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just going to tough it out. I just want you to be done. Just be done. Wow. Anyway, so that happened.
Yeah. Great way to start the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess prior to that, last week on the show, I predicted that old daddy would bomb Iran last weekend, and he did. And now he's all bent because people are questioning his claims of total obliteration. And he is not happy that people are, you know, well, kind of feel like we've seen some videos of trucks leaving those sites.
Looks pretty all right.
Looks like they may have cleared some of that stuff out. Nope, total obliteration. How dare you? How dare you question daddy? You know, unbelievable. Secretary of Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard reported prior to the bombing that Iran was not developing nuclear weapons. Well, he bombed them anyway. She's no longer allowed to speak on the matter. And now she works at Mar-a-Lago as a maid.
Burger King.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, I mean, McDonald's. The food to deliver to Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the videos of the trucks leaving those sites? I mean, it's like a whole convoy of trucks.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I have not seen that.
And this was days prior. I guess he thought, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell them 2 weeks. But then I'm going to go in 2 days later and bomb the crap out of them.
Well, he has no sense of time.
Right.
So.
In Iran, they're like, okay, fellas, they gave us 2 weeks. Just chill, man. We can move all that crap next week.
Yeah.
Because they're dumb like that. You know? Mm-hmm. They're probably like, yeah, we better get this stuff out of here. The world's in a tangle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Isn't
it fun? Mm-hmm. This is kind of fun. Yesterday, I got on Facebook. I got a Facebook friend suggestion. Who do you think it was?
Oh, I don't know.
Barron Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not real.
Well,
don't send him any money.
I accepted it. I accepted the, well, I added him as a friend. He accepted today. I'm just hoping. I'm so hoping that I see his posts and it's like,
you're going to get hacked.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm just hoping I'm see his posts and it's like, okay, I get it. He's a douche. I think so too. Mm-hmm. He's my dad.
You know? I'm stuck with him. You right. guys aren't.
Right.
I can't get away.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So it was kind of interesting. And I just, I went back and forth. It's like, do I add him as a friend? But I just wanted to see what would happen. And sure enough, today, he accepted my friend request.
Oh, so we shall see.
Yeah, right. Me and Baron, buddies.
Yeah.
Good. Maybe, get him on the show.
Maybe I can straighten out America through Baron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I want you to talk to your dad. Next time you see your dad, next time he comes up to visit you at college, which will be never,
never.
You know, next time you're talking to your dad on the phone, whisper this into his ear. This is something to think about. Anyway, we were talking about needles and stuff like that a few minutes ago, and I saw this story where 145 people were stabbed with syringes at a music festival in France.
I saw that.
Unbelievable, man. So there's like this, it's called the Fête de la Musique, and it's an annual music festival in France. And apparently prior to this whole thing, there were social media posts saying that women were going to be targeted, okay? So during the festival, 145 people were stabbed with syringes. Now, 12 suspects have been arrested, okay? And what do you suppose was in the syringes?
The date rape thing.
You're exactly right. It was Rohypnol and GHB. They wanted to render the victims to be confused and vulnerable to sexual attacks.
Nice.
So we're going to just walk around and randomly stab people with syringes, and then when these women become confused and vulnerable, we'll just be start the raping right here in the crowd. I mean, how's this work? Is that do they
great plan
snatch them and take them into vans and carry them away? I mean, unbelievable.
The world we live in.
Yeah, again, the world is in a tangle.
Right,
it's unbelievable, unbelievable. Here's something. I mean, can you imagine going to a music festival? I mean, first of all, these days, you have to really kind of have your head on a swivel. Anyway, anywhere you go, especially in a crowd. How many crowds have you seen lately where cars are just plowing through the crowd?
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, you got to worry about these maniacs going through a crowd, stabbing you with GHB, with a syringe, you know?
Well, I mean, it doesn't work right away, so before it sets in, I'm going to start biting things off of them.
Okay.
Right here.
Right here, right now. Yep. it didn't say whether they were stabbing the dudes.
Yeah, who knows?
Said that women were targeted, so who knows?
Yeah, maybe
there
maybe
are 12 dudes.
Cover.
Listen, what's the ratio? 12 dudes, there's got to be at least one gay attack. He's targeting dudes,
right?
with the date rape drug, right? This is priceless. I saw a video of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu standing in front of a bombed out hospital, asking, "What kind of animals bomb hospitals?"
I love it.
Excuse me?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Excuse me.
You do. 87 times.
You ever heard of FAFO? Kind of feel like you asked for this. You know what I mean? Unbelievable.
Not funny when it happens to you, is it?
Right. Not even a little bit. So this is fun. Steph, you came home yesterday with an inflatable floating bar for our pool.
It's like a swim-up bar,
yeah,
with a canopy.
Oh, it's all inflated. So it's almost 5 feet long. It's almost 3 feet wide. Okay. It's got two like sort of ice containers where you can put ice in it. It's got an inflatable canopy, right? And it just floats in the pool.
That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah. I felt we needed it.
I can't wait to use it. My fear is that I'll never get out of the pool to pee again.
Oh. Yeah.
And we wonder why it turns green.
Right.
Yellow and blue make green, honey.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't wait to use it. So, well, I mean, our pool is super green right now. I'm using some shock treatments on it, trying to get it ready for the weekend.
The rain and the heat.
I don't know. It seemed like it went super green after the other night's storm where we had hail.
Right.
That was like the second time since we've lived in Florida that I've seen hail here.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
That was pretty bizarre. So we had hail, lost our power for an hour. Pretty crazy blow-up storm. In Largo, a pop-up tornado. Have you seen any of those videos?
Yeah, the trailer flipped over.
Have you seen that? Yeah. How crazy is that?
It's so crazy that it flipped up.
Yeah.
But didn't actually go over.
Right.
It flipped up and fell back down.
What's so crazy about it is parked right next to it was a golf cart and wasn't fazed at all.
Right.
Yeah. So the next time I'm in a storm, I'm just going to sit on my golf cart at work.
And yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
safe
that's
place.
A great idea.
Safe place.
Great
right
idea.
There. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, that was intense.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I mean, pop-up storm. Even at work, because we're in Largo at work, and I was driving through the property today, and I was like, did that tree get hit by lightning? One whole half of this tree is, like, stripped of bark. It's like, what happened there?
Well, and in Seminole, mm-hmm. when I was in Seminole yesterday, a lot of fences down.
Yeah.
A lot of fences down.
Yeah, it was a crazy storm.
Yeah, it just blew up. And here's the thing. How much of it has to do with, and there was no warning about the tornado at all, how much of that has to do with all the cuts?
Right.
That they've made.
Yeah.
Why didn't Noah, inform anybody?
Nobody saw the spin-up start to happen.
Debbie Dan Gray says, got to try your pool bar.
Oh. Psh.
Love that.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. That's going to be a hoot. Let's do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to have a little bit of a pool potty.
We need to have a
notice I said pool potty.
Potty. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You throw in a pool bar, everybody's peeing in the pool.
All bets are off.
Don't open your eyes underwater and don't get any in your mouth. Pool rules. They should be posted somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is what might happen to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Today is National Sunglasses Day. And,
well, if I had known, I would have worn them for the show.
For the show, yeah. I mean, I love sunglasses, and I don't necessarily think that I look good in them, and I'm always sort of paranoid about wearing them, especially when I'm talking to people. I always feel like I always feel sort of pretentious. It's like, who do you think you are?
Yeah,
Cool Ray. Take your glasses off. Look me in the eye. That kind of thing.
Yeah,
I always felt. A weird wearing glasses in sunglasses in around people
when you're having a conversation.
If they have them on, that's different. But if I'm the only one with sunglasses on, it's like now I'm the weirdo.
Right,
you're just too cool.
I'm just too cool for everybody. I got my sunglasses on, but I usually wear them at night. You know, so yeah. that's a little weird.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, right.
You're incognito.
That's how you survive.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready to take a break, and one of the things I want to put out here before the break is Carly Simon turned 82 earlier this week at the age of 82. 82. She
82.
Was, turned 82.
How so, crazy is that?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about her because we're going to play one of her tunes at the halfway point, and we'll talk a little bit more about her and the song that we play and that kind of thing. But right now, we need to take a break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I'm going to play a little ditty by Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's called Green River, and I'm playing it because it reminds me of my pool right now. Dig this, we'll be right back. Okay, well, we're back, and that was Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And that I played that, I said it was because it reminded me of my pool in this, my pool's current state. But the real reason I played it is because that song, for whatever reason, has been the earworm in my head all week. So
super short, super short song.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, it was only like 2.5 or whatever it was. Short break. But anyway, yeah. Hopefully that will now be the earworm in your head all weekend.
Once you give it away, it leaves you and enters someone else.
Yeah. Hopefully now I've exercised myself of the song. but anyway, 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text if you want to play along with the show. I was looking at my notes here, Ty, and I saw something earlier this week, and I know that you are famous for receiving an Amazon package pretty much every day here at the Casa de Ginzo.
It's not every day.
Well, pretty much.
You're just mad you can't figure out Amazon.
Yeah, right.
He's just mad you get more packages than he does.
I'm just wondering, have you ordered or received your Labubu yet?
My what now?
You're a Labubu. It's a new TikTok thing. It's a new TikTok trend. It's these ugly little troll dolls. They're plush, ugly little troll dolls. And some of them come in the form of keychains. Some of them come in the form of, you know, doll babies. Labubu, popular collectible plush toy monster elf. Labubu is inspired by Nordic folklore and mythology. Described as ugly cute.
Okay.
It's the big thing. Because you got two boxes the other day. They were both the same size, and I was like, I bet he got two Labubus.
Mm. Gotta have the Labubu.
Labubus.
Look it up. Labubu. Labubu. Labubu.
Won't you be glad when you move and we're not monitoring your Amazon deliveries?
Right. Speaking of Amazon, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, I guess they're getting married this weekend in Venice.
Yes.
And it's stirred up some controversy, some protests and things like that. People are saying, hey, man, you have enough money to rent the entire city of Venice, but you can't pay more taxes.
Right.
You know what I mean? So people are not happy about it.
Oh, the people in Italy aren't happy about it.
Yeah.
They had to move the venue is what I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not in Venice anymore?
Oh, it's still in Venice, but they had to move it from one location to another.
I don't know why they
because of all the protesters. And
why don't they just hold the damn wedding on his yacht? In the thing, like, you know, 600 yards long
it's
or something
like
that.
It's like a cruise
that.
Ship.
it's huge. Yep. And the name of the boat is BFB. Big, big effing boat. With dollar signs behind it.
And a little smiley face.
A little smiley face, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That little Amazon smile.
Yeah, supposedly he's spending about $20 million on a three-day wedding.
I heard it was 50.
It could be, probably, before it's all said and done.
With the venue change.
Yeah, and apparently,
he's not getting that deposit back on the first one.
But apparently he is sailing around Italy in his $500 million yacht. And can you imagine having that kind of money? That's not F-U money. That is F-U money.
Everyone.
And what's so crazy is Jeff Bezos is worth about $240 $1 billion.
Which means...
Elon Musk is worth twice that.
Which
twice
means...
that.
Every person
right.
that is employed mm-hmm. by either of the two mm. should be living a very good life.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not if on you, housing if you,
if
assistance.
If you're working for Jeff Bezos, if you're not making $100,000 a year,
and you know,
starting
not qualifying for Medicaid,
right?
You know, let's pay the people.
What do they pay, like the Amazon drivers? We have them.
Probably not enough.
We have them on the property all day. All day, every day at work.
Not enough to afford a middle class lifestyle.
They said that they don't want any wedding gifts.
Oh.
They would just like all their rich friends to donate to charities of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that...
How about... Pay the employees.
I thought that a fun gift would be to just give them a card with a $25 Amazon card in.
Yeah.
Here you go, jerk. Yeah. What kind of discount do you suppose he gets? Marry me, Lauren. For now and forever, you'll get a great discount at Amazon.
Permanent subscription.
You won't
to
have
Amazon
to pay
plus.
For anything for the rest of your life.
Right.
Man.
I don't know. It's the world is wonky.
World's in a tangle, honey.
Yes.
So world's in a tangle. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to think about it. Mm-hmm. What else do I have here?
No, I think a lot about it, but
well,
most of my opinions are not radio friendly.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
So I shall keep them to myself.
Yeah. Did you see the other day where Trump was at NATO and he was called Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he kind of shined it on. But now all of a sudden some other representative called him Daddy on Fox News and he's starting to get a little annoyed by it.
Yes.
And I don't know. I kind of think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy.
If it annoys him, do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Daddy.
Taco Daddy.
Taco Daddy. Right.
Daddy Taco.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I saw this. Mom and I were watching the SNL channel the mm-hmm. other night.
I love that channel.
So they just do skits, you know. They don't do like the whole show. It's just skits from throughout the years.
Just random skits.
And I watched this one the other day, and the skit was Massive Head Wound Steve.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It was so disturbing.
We were trying to have dinner.
Steve walks in, and I think it was not Dana Carvey. What's the other one that looks like him? The other blonde guy.
Spade.
It was David Spade. And he walks into this party, and he's got this massive head wound where there's like a flap. Oh. Yeah, it's just gross. It's just so gross.
And so disgusting.
And he walks into the party like there's not a problem, you know? And everybody's like, oh, my God. It's so gross. He sits on the couch. And
The white couch.
He leans over and he puts a big blood stain on the couch. And people are like, ah, you know, right? He's sitting there talking to somebody. And the dog jumps up and licks his head. It was just disturbing.
So disgusting.
So disturbing. Yeah.
So disgusting.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we've also seen...
Massive Head Wound Steve.
And I think it was the same night we saw, I lost his name, who lives in the van down by the river.
Oh, yeah, Farley. Yeah,
yeah, Chris Farley
mm-hmm.
doing one of his motivational speeches.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. We also saw Gilda Radner and some skits.
It's really cool because it takes you down memory lane for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. And then it'll jump to like Kristen Wiig.
That's pretty neat.
you know, so you're not stuck in a generation, if you will, or a whole show. It's just all of these best of sketches, and you know, John Belushi, and you forget. I've forgotten that, you know, some of these people were cast members.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of...
Movie's been around forever.
It's, yeah, 50 years.
I just got a text message, and I think it's from my Uncle Lynn. It says, regarding the $200 billion, it doesn't buy you class, LOL, thinking about Lauren's $100,000 corset dress. You know what I mean? Can you imagine paying that kind of money for anything?
No,
I mean,
other than a house,
right? Other than a house,
a roof
but
over your head,
$100,000 for something that you put on your body.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know what I mean? I need this corset dress, but it's got to be this one that costs $100,000.
It's worse than that. It's not a dress that you will ever wear again.
Right. It's a one-off.
It's a one-time.
What do you do with that? Is that something that you put in your? What do you call it when you pack up all your wedding dress and all that? And don't they call that something? Isn't there like a special name when you pack up all your stuff? It's your...
No, back in the day,
yeah.
Women, girls, used to have hope chests.
Right, okay.
That
right.
They would collect items for their wedding and their...
You suppose someday down the road, some little girl's going to go... Oh my God, this was Auntie Lauren's $100,000 corset dress, you know. How lucky am I?
As if this isn't the final generation.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's the final countdown.
So, I'm not a big betting person.
Right.
But have you heard anything about. Anything in Vegas?
Trousseau, but that's before the wedding. Trousseau, that seems French to me.
Yes, it is quite. any odds on how long it lasts? But not the wedding ceremony.
Oh, the actual wedding?
The marriage itself.
Right.
Are there odds makers out there?
I heard, okay, so here's the thing.
Just curious.
He's worth like $240 billion, okay? If you're her, you've basically won the lottery. They did. I heard several weeks ago that there was a pretty extensive prenup agreement gone over. But here's the thing.
I would think so.
If he goes, okay, we've agreed on, I'm going to give you $100 million. She's going to be like, you gypped me. $100 million? I'll take it. You know, let me get as far away from your bald ass as I can get. I'll take the 100 mil and I'll live the rest of my life. You know what I mean? What didn't his first wife? He gave her billions of dollars and she can't give it away fast enough.
Right.
You know, that's a good woman right there. Yeah. She knows that she doesn't need all that money.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous money. You know, I mean, what's going to be in the next 10 years? Okay, if Bezos is worth $240 billion and Musk is worth double that, right, $400 and some billion, what's going to be in the next 10, 15 years? Are we going to have a trillionaire?
Probably.
I mean, what kind of money is that? And what are you doing to make that money?
Nothing good.
Nothing good.
You know.
And you're not paying your people.
Right. It's ridiculous. Just crazy money. I'd like to try it for a while, though. I'd like to try that. You know, I might marry him to get that $100 million payoff. Slide that my way. I'll go gay for a while. I'll polish that bald head of yours.
That's bad.
That is bad.
That's called prostitution. Dude.
Yeah, kind of, but it's for a good cause.
It's profitable.
Profitable.
It's for a good cause. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, it might be legal soon. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah. So it is summertime, and people are going to the beaches.
It is.
Yeah, well, it's been, well, here, I mean, I guess countrywide, it's only been summer for a week now or something
good
like that.
Good for them.
Wasn't it last Friday? Last Friday was the first day of summer.
The official first
right.
day of
but
summer.
But here in the FLA, I mean, it's certainly been summer since April, you know.
Yeah, it's
and we talked about
April
summer doesn't
here.
End until Christmas Eve here in the FLA.
October.
Maybe.
Please.
Maybe, usually, sometimes is pleasant.
Yeah, when do you throw your long pants on? Not till December.
Yeah, November.
Right.
Zip it.
But anyway, I saw this story, and how horrific is this? So there's this beach, and it's Asbury Park Beach in New Jersey.
Right.
A lifeguard was impaled by an umbrella.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I know you make fun of me. You know, every time when the umbrellas are up and they start swinging.
Sure, man.
I start freaking out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what, look, I don't know what kind of points they have on their umbrellas in Asbury Park. But, I mean, was this thing like a javelin with a with an umbrella on it? I mean, what was it?
Well, think of a beach umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, one you put in the sand.
So, yeah, if it went in the wrong way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sand end first.
Exactly.
That's an issue. Yeah. So, anyway, it was a female lifeguard, and it entered in her armpit and came out her back.
Yikes.
Can you imagine? Just when she saw it coming, she raised her arms up to go, oh, no.
Oh.
Good God.
Well,
hey, look.
Did she live?
Yeah, she did live. She's going to be fine.
Ever since. Yeah.
I don't think fine is the right.
She won't be fine mentally.
That's a life altering. Yeah.
She will never own an umbrella again. Well, Ty, do you remember? And I don't remember what year it was, but bunch of kids in the backyard swimming in the pool, blah blah blah. Hannah and I are sitting at the table with the umbrella up, and a storm blew up. And it blew the umbrella
right
up over the house into the front yard.
Sure. Yep. Yeah.
Well, it almost hit us, the pole.
Yeah.
When it, you know, flew out of the table.
What kind of day are you having when you get impaled by an umbrella? I mean, can you imagine?
You've had better.
If you're having a good day, it was like, well, I didn't see that coming. You know what I mean? But if you're having a crappy day, and it's like,
yeah, well,
see, I expected that.
Yeah,
it just goes to show you.
Well, I mean, she was at work, so is that covered under workers' comp?
Yeah, but you're a lifeguard. You're sitting on the beach all day.
Yeah, it should be. It'll be covered by workers' comp. But not the day of the tornado a couple days ago.
What kind of infection do you suppose she gets? I mean,
if it was the
sand end of the umbrella, I mean, that's got to put some sand in you.
You know there's some.
There's got to be some sand granulars in you. You know what I mean?
To rinse.
Yeah, that
what do they do? So an umbrella
flush.
Post is, you know, probably what, an inch and a half around.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? They just they pull it out and then they just take a hose on one end and just spray it through the hose to try to rinse it out.
You should have been a dentist.
Who's ghoulish now?
You seem to have that down pat.
This is the gross show.
You send him to one root canal, and you know.
I'm scarred, man. I'm scarred. We're going to talk a little bit later about nightmares.
Oh, good.
I'm not so sure that I won't have them for the rest of my life. Do you think this little girl won't have nightmares about being impaled by an umbrella?
Are you kidding?
She's screwed. She'll never sleep again.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it? Looking at the clock here.
8 minutes.
Yeah, we've got 8 minutes. Oh, this is encouraging. I saw, more good news. Well, I saw where next year Social Security raises retirement age to 67. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And when are they
only
doing...
6 more years?
The people love it.
when are they doing that?
Well, next year in 2026, they're going to raise the retirement age to 67.
Is there like a
right before they just cancel the whole program?
Yeah. Is it like July 1st? Is it January 1st?
Yeah. I will make it to 67. I'll get my. They're going to send me a check, and I'll get. It'll say on the envelope, first and last.
Yeah.
Well, that's my question. Is it before you are 62 and a half?
Yeah.
Which would be January 14th. So if it goes into effect January 1st, it's just like when they raised the drinking age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be grandfathered in.
Oh, maybe.
They're probably not going to do that.
No, I don't know.
Could, because that's what they did with the drinking age. Yeah. You were able to drink at 18.
That's when the world was not in a tangle.
Yeah, but they're not trying to give anybody any money.
No.
But they changed it right after I had to be 21. We're only 3 years apart.
I was listening to this knucklehead today. I was eavesdropping on his conversation. He was like, wow, you know, Trump has pretty much ended the Israeli-Iran war. The economy's coming up. Gas prices are going down. Do you suppose that at the end of this term, he's just going to go ahead and insist that he gets a third term as president? I was like, are you out of your mind? What part of any of this that you just said is actually factual?
Right.
You know, well, it's all true on Fox News.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable. It's like, who are these people?
Who are these people?
Who are these people? I'm like, really?
Where were you?
I'm just standing back. I was at work. Mm. No, we got a whole colony of them over there, boy. Whole colony of the Red Hat Gang over there. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're not talking the sweet old ladies that you see in their purple clothes and the red hats out for lunch.
There's a lot of them with the old ladies with the red hats, though.
Oh, a lot of ladies with the red hats.
Yep. Ty, I think we were talking a couple of months ago on the show about the movie We Are Spinal Tap,
yeah.
Or This Is Spinal Tap. Well, apparently they are coming out with a sequel, and I'm excited about it because I love that movie.
I mean, what has it been, like 40 years?
Well, it's been a long time, but yeah. Here's the thing. The new one's going to be coming out September 12th.
That's cool.
So at the end of the summer, we'll get a Spinal Tap 2 sequel. Director Rob Reiner still. Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer, still all three of them will still be in the movie. So that's cool.
So is that a theater outing?
Possibly.
That might be.
That might be fun.
I just love how I think it was Christopher Guest who is explaining how his amp works, and he's like, "Yeah, but you see this one." Goes up to 11.
The 11.
This one goes up to 11. What's special about this one is it goes up to 11.
Mm. I don't think Ty's goes below 11.
Right.
It starts at 11.
Mm.
It has to.
Right. Yep. Are they still doing all the protesting in L.A.? Or has that ended? Or they all said, screw it, we're going home?
They just don't talk about it.
They don't talk about it. Yeah. There's a whole lot there.
There
not
are protests
about.
That goes on every day.
Pretty much everywhere, right? And they're just doing their best not to
upset the public.
I guess. So it's pretty crazy. When's going to be the next No Kings? Isn't that supposed to be July 4th?
July 4th.
And is that going to be another gazillion people out there protesting the president?
I hope so.
He's got to be so proud.
Yeah.
got to be so proud. He's making waves out there.
You know, it may not be an official No Kings.
I got four thumbs up on Spinal Tap. That's nice.
May not be an official No Kings protest,
mm-hmm.
but St. Pete Pride Parade's tomorrow.
Is it? This has got to be like the final big parade.
This is. Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't heard that much about it this year, and I think that's a political thing.
It's very political, but they are expecting.
I feel like in years past, it's been covered a lot more.
A lot more.
Mm-hmm.
They are expecting 500,000 people.
Nice. Downtown St. Pete?
Downtown St. Pete tomorrow.
Sweet. Well, and hopefully there's not going to be any jerk-off yahoos down there that try to ruin the show.
Right.
Ruin the parade.
But right.
The world's in a tangle.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know what you're going to run into from day to day. Oof. Mm-hmm. This is one of the things I want to talk about this briefly because we're getting ready to come up on our halfway point. We're so excited because our sweet baby Millie, our granddaughter, who is six, went to visit with you, Steph, and Hannah. Yesterday, the day before, this school that she is looking to go to has not been to school.
No.
Ever. Yet.
Daycare.
Right.
Homeschooled, like
that kind of thing. So looking to go to school. And I started thinking with all of the book bannings and things like that that have occurred here in the state of Florida, will Millie ever be taught about like slavery or anything like that?
Absolutely.
Will she ever get any of that? I mean, she'll get it from us.
Yeah. Not all education happens at school.
Right.
A lot of education happens at home.
Yeah.
But we finally found a school that we felt was a good fit.
I love it.
And very excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Very excited.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break. It's our halfway point. During the break, I play these promos, and these promos are of shows that come on later this evening after our show and then throughout the weekend. Do yourself a favor. My dad actually has. He's paid attention to these promos, and he's found a couple of shows that he actually digs, other than our show.
does he dig our show?
I think he does.
Okay.
He says he does.
He says just he checking. Does anyway, right? I mean, what else would he say?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Was he just being polite?
Right. Anyway, do yourself a favor and check out these promos because there's a lot of fantastic programming here on the station. And we're going to take this break. If you got a potty. If you need to redo your drink, do that. And we'll be back in a few minutes. And after the promos, I'm going to play a song by Carly Simon, who turned 82 this week. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, well, we are back. And that Carly Simon, who turned 82 years old earlier this week, I think it was Wednesday. And I played that song because it's a great song. And what I love most about it is that it's got my guy, Mick Jagger, doing backup vocals, which I think is fantastic about it. I think that the question has always been, who's that song about?
Right.
Right. And I got the answer, I believe, during the break. And it says, Carly Simon confirmed Warren Beatty inspired part of You're So Vain, but the song actually refers to three men. Beatty thinks the whole thing is about him. What's so funny about that is that my mom always told me that that song was about my dad.
God. Apples and trees.
I don't know. Oh, boy.
Causing trouble tonight.
Yeah, stirring the pot.
I can't help it. I just can't help it.
I think far too many women, especially in, what was that, the 70s,
yeah.
80s?
Right.
That's why the song was so popular.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we are back. We're the Mark Radio Happy Hour Show. We've got my blushing bride Steph across the table from me. We've got my our boy, Ty Ginn over there, and of course, little old me.
But nobody's vain,
right?
No, not even. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. And I got a follow up text, and it said, "LOL." Somebody apparently knows my dad.
Oh, says the man who looks in the mirror when he puts his headphones on, even though no one can see him. I hope somebody
just got a text from my dad. What? Horse hockey.
He's on his way over.
Isn't this fun?
Apples and trees.
Anyway, folks, like I said, we're back. Wow, let me compose myself.
Put yourself back together there. Look in the mirror again.
Yeah. Listen, the only reason I look in the mirror is to make sure my mic is where it needs to be. That's it. That's the only.
Do we have mirrors to see where our mic is? Because
you guys don't care.
Or do we have eyes?
No, you can. Listen, I've had a root canal.
Claim to fame. Yeah. Only one in the family who's had a root canal. I'm not sure that's anything to brag about. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the sequel of Spinal Tap, but I also saw something that's coming out in October 24th. There's going to be a biopic of Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh, that'll be good.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. And it's called Deliver Me From Nowhere. It's going to be starring this young, hot actor. And I've seen him in a couple of things. Jeremy Allen White. You familiar with him, Ty?
No.
I think he was in The Bear. But I've seen him in a couple of other things. Jeremy Allen White. And when you look at...
Oh, he's the guy that kind of looks like Gene Wilder.
A little bit, right. But he also, I saw some clips of this biopic. He also looks like Bruce Springsteen. So Bruce was there for most of the filming of this thing. Excuse me. And he was like, well, you know, there were parts because they delve pretty deep into what was going on. At those periods of my life, and there were times where I had to separate myself from the set. But now that I've seen the finished product, he says I'm pretty happy about what they put out, and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm Bruce Springsteen, damn it. I'm right. The boss. I'm the boss.
Well, and, you know, the good news to me is that he did have to separate himself sometimes.
Right.
Because...
Well, can you imagine if someone's doing a biopic of your life?
And you're like, hold it.
Don't say that.
When things hit a little too close to home and not exactly, say, the happiest time of your life or your best presentation, your first reaction is to... Oh, no, that didn't happen.
Shut it down.
Like the Kardashians and our lives are perfect.
Or like Daddy. Daddy does that a lot.
Yeah. So that makes me even more interested, not that I wasn't, in watching, because it does hit some, you know, hard topics and... Mm-hmm.
one of the things that I always have thought about Bruce Springsteen, right before I was supposed to go into the Marine Corps, into Marine Corps boot camp, my buddy John Holland called me and said, as a going away present, I got tickets to Bruce Springsteen, and it was going to be at like the Capitol Center up in D.C., right? And he called me and said, the show's canceled. Bruce got sick, right? And I was like, oh, man. So I leave like in 3 days to go to boot camp.
Right.
So I never got to see him. But then years later at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, we got to see Bruce Springsteen live. How many years later was that? Ugh. I mean, more than 30 years later, and the dude is unbelievable. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen a live performance that was more. And how old is Bruce Springsteen? And this was probably 5 or 6 years ago that happened. I mean, he was doing it, man.
Was more like 8 years ago.
He's the boss. I don't know. If you don't like his music, that's one thing, but you got to appreciate what he's done. I mean, he's done something, man. He's done something. It was
amazing.
Yeah.
And we met shortly after you got out of boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour was coming to L.A.
Right.
And I so wanted to go to the show.
Yep.
Anyway. We talked about it. We didn't go.
This biopic.
We were too young and poor.
Yeah. This biopic of, what's it called? What did I say? Deliver Me From Nowhere. The Bruce Springsteen biopic coming out October 24th. And it's going to be starring Jeremy Allen White. So look forward to that.
One of the things that I always loved, and, you know, this was, again, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Bruce Springsteen say, you know,
you heard him say, 1, 2, 3, 4.
He was doing an interview, and one of the questions was, you know, are your parents proud of you? And he kind of laughed, and he said, I think they are, but every time I go home for dinner or anything, my mom still thinks I could become an attorney.
After all these years, you know what I mean?
She thinks it would be safer if I became an attorney.
One of the cool things that I've heard about Bruce Springsteen is that you would think that you're the boss, okay? And at a certain time, I mean, during the 80s, 90s, I mean, to this day,
right?
He draws a crowd, right?
Like 80s, 90s.
You would think that his kids would all follow in his footsteps. His son's a fireman. His son's a fireman. I don't play nothing. Yeah, I don't play nothing. I'm a fireman.
It skips generations.
Yeah.
I mean, look at us. And look at Ty.
Yeah, Ty will never do a radio show.
No. Might be a fireman, though.
He might be a fireman.
And you'll never play the electric guitar, bass. Mm.
As hard as I've tried, and I really can't even say that I've tried that hard. I've had electric guitars of my own. I've gotten that mental thing in my head. It's like, that's it. I'm going to learn how to play this thing.
I'm going to do this.
And if I can't do it right away, I just can't do it.
You got to keep doing it.
Just can't do it.
Well, okay. So
Right. Here's
my current musical aspiration.
Right.
I'm going to get the little stickers for the piano keys. So that Millie can learn to use to play the piano.
Right.
Probably need to tune the piano.
No, we had it tuned when we moved in.
What?
Yeah. It's ready to go.
Okay.
Well, and it might be tuned. It might need to be tuned again. But I'm gonna learn to play
Well, you should.
And I don't care if the only thing I can play is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Well, you know, don't limit yourself. Add in chopsticks.
Well,
you'll have a whole repertoire.
I used to know chopsticks, but I with Millie, and she's so interested in music, and she loves that piano.
She seems to be, yeah.
And she does so well with it, figuring out the sounds and things,
right,
that I'm hoping she can teach me,
maybe,
finally,
yep,
how to play the piano.
So there's this new study out that says that too many nightmares can kill you.
Cool. How many is too many?
Well, I don't know how many is too many, but what they say what they're saying in this study is that
gotta be close.
During nightmares, even though it's in your head, but a lot of times your body goes through the trauma of whatever. I mean, look, you're not getting run over. You know, if you have a nightmare about getting run over, you're not getting run over in your bed. But your body goes through, you know, reflexes and things like that.
Yeah, your heart rate goes up.
Right, your heart rate
and
things like that. So they're saying that too many nightmares can kill you. I don't have a lot of nightmares. I was talking to this the new kid at work, and because I mentioned it to him, this story, and he goes, I think I dream like once every 3 months. I was like, are you kidding? I dream every night. I dream every night. And I don't have I usually don't have an issue with my dreams. Sometimes I'll have like a pain in the ass dream where it's like, okay, come on, what are we doing?
You're stuck at work.
Yeah, and it's just one of those dreams where it's like, hey, you know, come on, let's get out of this. And then what happens with me is that I'll wake up, say, you know, tell myself it's a dream, and then I'll go back into the dream. He was talking about, and I talked to you about this. What did he say it was?
Lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming. He says that he has practiced the art of lucid dreaming.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is.
You
pretty
do
cool.
It?
Yeah.
You
How
have
often
to.
Do you dream?
Well, pretty regularly.
So he's, and Mom said that she knew about it. I don't know anything about this lucid dreaming, but you're saying that now you can control your dream?
Yes.
Somewhat.
I mean, you don't have total control.
I mean, I wake up from dreams, tell myself it's a dream, and then I'll fall back asleep and go back into the dream, but I'm not ever able to manipulate the outcome.
Well, no, is that what it is?
I've never been able to go, okay, this is a pain in the ass. Let me, hold on.
Yeah, well,
let me figure this out for a second. Let's make this a happy ending.
No.
You know?
Yes. That's, you know, when, especially in the nightmares, you know, the falling dreams, my bridge dreams, I swing and all of a sudden I'm in the universe.
What are the scariest dreams that you have? I every once in a while I'll have a falling dream. Not very often. My dream, the ones that are really scary are the ones where I have to run. And I can't because it's like I'm in quicksand.
I can't.
My legs are like lead. I just cannot run. Cannot run.
I can't speak or scream.
Oh, that's not cool.
It's not cool. And what's ironic is like when I ran into the big snake
on the front porch. You locked up. You couldn't run. The dream became reality.
The dream did become reality. I couldn't even scream.
Yeah.
I just let out this eek.
Yeah, here in the FLA, we have some critters here. We
coming
get a snake
down
every once in a while. Or...
It was coming after me. Mm-hmm. Oh, your dad sent me pictures from us at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Nice.
and there's Ty. That was the year you went. That's awesome.
Were you there when Bruce played?
I don't know if I saw that.
Oh, man.
No, you went the next year.
Yeah. We've seen some great shows there. Oh. I mean, Bruce Springsteen, Lenny Kravitz.
I saw Pearl Jam.
The Who.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Snoop Dogg.
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett.
Right.
Van Morrison.
Van Morrison, right.
Van Morrison. Great.
Yeah, it's a really cool event. And we did it, I feel like we did it for like 4 years in a row.
4 or 5.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a very cool event. It's fun. It's taxing.
It's very taxing.
It's taxing. I mean, for me, I am a bit claustrophobic. And when I'm around a lot of people like that, I sort of get sort of freaked out a little bit. It's like, there's a lot of people here, man.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And with the different stages.
Yeah. The way that they set it up and they've done it for years, it's phenomenally, expertly put together. You've got 12 stages. Then you've got those tents. You cannot hear any overplay from any of those venues. Right. It's phenomenal how they do that.
They put on a fabulous festival.
Yep.
But you need to be...
You need to be ready. It's like
you need to be full hippie.
Yeah, hippy-dippy. Right.
Woodstock. There could be mud. Could be...
Rain. We've been there in the rain.
No matter how well you plan, whatever you do, when you leave at the end of the day...
You're whipped.
You are... Exhausted,
done,
filthy, gross.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But you've had the best time of your life
and saw some phenomenal music.
And the
live. Yeah.
In the 1 year.
Hold on, because we need to take a break.
Okay.
We're already there, but
I was gonna say the 1 year we did the entire festival.
Yeah, that's right.
We did the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And then the next week did the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I think that was the year that we all were like homicidal. Anyway, folks, we've been rambling along for another 30 minutes. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable.
We already have to take our final break. I'm going to play. This is a little ditty. I Want to Be Your Driver by Chuck Berry. And I'll tell you a little story about this when we come back. But when we come back, it will be our fourth and final segment of the show. You have to pay attention because it goes quick. We'll be right back. All right. I Want to Be Your Driver. That's Chuck Berry. I don't care what you say about Elvis, but Chuck Berry, in my mind, is the father of rock and roll.
Well, and
faux show.
I'm sorry, but that song
The king of rock and roll is Chuck Berry.
That song was shorter
than you expected?
Then the song in the first segment.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what's so funny?
Get a minute.
Let me just reintroduce. We're 727-804-5891. This is our final segment. It goes quick, so pay attention. And if it's still not too late to react or respond to us or interact with us via text or even a phone call if you want to, Ty won't take it, but I will.
We'll see.
We'll see. But what's so crazy is I pick the music for the show every Thursday evening. And last night I was picking the music for the show. And, of course, I had to play the Carly Simon show, You're So Vain, because it was her 82nd birthday. And Green River, because it was my the earworm in my head all week. And then this one I was going through, it's like, what am I going to play? And I came across this Chuck Berry tune that we've played on the show before. But then I went totally fanboy last night, and I was thinking about one of my local musical
heroes,
Eddie Rosicky and the Boho Sideshow Band, who played here at our house. when we first moved in. It was fantastic. And we haven't seen them in a while. So I texted Eddie, you know, and I said, hey, man, I said, I'm picking music for my show. And I found this one. And I said, first of all, let me preface it. I might be a little stoned. So here's the thing. I think maybe you guys could really do a rendition of I Want to Be Your Driver by Chuck Berry. You know what I mean? I said, again, I'm stoned. So, you know, maybe I'm wrong. So, and I said,
but more of a, like,
yeah, we miss you. Haven't seen you in a while. Hope to see you soon. You know, that kind of thing.
Grow your right. Jazz.
Yeah. Do it in your way.
In your right? way.
Right. But can you imagine, Josh Nelms, who is probably one of the best guitar players here in the state of Florida, especially blues guitar. But anyway, I can hear him just ripping that. But anyway, and he texted me back almost immediately. And he said, hey.
Who's this?
Yeah, no, as a matter of fact, he was like, hey, missed you guys. As a matter of fact, I just took a couple of tokes myself. And we're sitting around here playing guitar. I will definitely check it out. I was like, yes, score. You know. So anyway, hopefully the next time we see Ed Rowe and the Boho Sideshow, that we'll be playing a little I Want to Be Your Driver by Chuck Berry. How cool would that be?
Mm. It would be very cool.
That would be very cool. I think they could do it. I think they'd be a fantastic. Hey,
I just wish our schedules
worked. How wonderful was that during COVID when they were having the sidewalk shows outside of the Hideaway Cafe?
On Saturday afternoon.
Oh, my God. It was so fantastic. You go down there in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday and get to watch them for 2 or 3 hours, play their sets out there on the sidewalk. Fantastic. Loved it.
It was wonderful.
And we had that party, and they played right here in our dining room.
In our
dining living room, right. Fantastic. So I would love to see them do that. I miss them. I want to try to get down there and see them. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and how cool is this? I saw this thing that said in China, they have this service that they're actually canceling. And I didn't read the article to the fullest to see why they're canceling it. But they had a service up until just recently where if you checked into a hotel, you could sign up for a wake-up call that was by red pandas. So they would like open your door and put in a couple of red pandas that would come in and snuggle up with you until you were awake. What?
I love that.
Are you kidding? I mean, bring me a box of puppies, man. Are you kidding? red pandas? I mean, any kittens? You know, how cool is that? I didn't read in the article why they were stopping the program, but it's like,
it was probably too expensive.
Did one of them eat the face off somebody? I mean, what happened?
Maybe.
Was it horrific? I mean, red pandas are probably one of the cutest animals on the planet, you know.
Other than Frenchies.
Well, we have Frenchies, and we have two Frenchies that sleep with us every night. We do that.
Well,
But look,
when they were puppies,
yeah.
That when it was time to get up,
yeah, they let us know.
They let us know.
Come up and start nibbling on your ear.
Yeah, nibbling, licking, pulling your hair. But it was cute because, you know, your hair's getting pulled and you're like, ow, ow, ow.
How cool would that be?
You look up and there's this sweet little face.
You check into a hotel and it's like,
slobber.
Do you want us to give you a wake up call or do you want us to send in the pandas? You know? I mean, like,
don't send in the clowns.
Send in the pandas.
clowns.
I mean, what is that about? I mean, I don't know anything about pandas. I mean, I've seen the black and white pandas, you know.
They're too goofy.
But can you imagine them rolling around on you in the bed in the morning? How cool
baby
would that be?
Pandas?
What a great way to wake up. I think that'd be fantastic. You know?
They kept aging out of the program.
I guess. I don't know. I think it'd be very cool.
because I don't want them to be any bigger than little Frenchies.
Yeah.
Our dogs don't even get up anymore.
Yeah, they stay in bed.
Yeah, they've
they don't care.
They don't care. Mm-hmm. I get up, come downstairs, they're still in bed.
Mm. Here's something that I saw, and it was a conversation I heard, and it said, so if you go to a restaurant, okay, and let's say there's, I don't know, five or six of you at this table, and your food gets brought first, but nobody else's does. Do you immediately start eating, or do you wait for everybody else's food to get there?
No, it depends.
It depends.
Do I like the people I'm with? I'll make a whole show of it.
Are there
Look
French...
how good my food is. I'm sorry you don't have yours now.
Are there French fries involved?
Right.
Because I'll sneak a fry or two. I will... politely try to wait.
I would,
but I'm snagging a fry.
I wouldn't.
Got them. You want one?
I wouldn't eat. I feel like that's I'd be like, well, how long did he say it was going to be until yours gets here? You know, I mean, if he says I'll be right back, then you got to wait. But if he's like, it's going to be a few minutes,
tick tock.
I don't
Did
know.
You order fries too?
I mean, what if it's something that
you have some of mine?
What if it's something that's
going to
be like it's not going to be good if it's cold,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
wait.
A lot of times when people go to restaurants and they have kids and maybe the kids stuff comes, you know, first, it's like, yeah, go ahead and eat.
Yeah,
just
eat.
Don't take your kids to restaurants.
Right. Well, that's
just don't do.
That's an issue too.
Oh no, Millie's wonderful at restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were pretty good, too, you and Hannah. Mm-hmm. But we had to give you the talk before we went in. Do not embarrass us. Do not embarrass us.
Back of the armpit.
Right. I don't know.
Let's mind our P's and Q's.
Yeah, so how many people are waiting, you know? I got mine.
It
Sorry
depends,
for your
man.
Luck.
It depends.
I don't know. I don't know that I could sit there and just chow down on my entree, you know?
Oh, I could.
I don't know if I could. I don't know if I'm that guy. I'd be like, I'll wait. Can you reheat this for me?
Well, they serve usually. They serve
yeah, Debbie
everything.
Dan Gray says, everyone says, go ahead and eat. Right. Well, that's
but
yeah.
Look, I don't like to eat in front of people.
Right, so now you're the only one eating, right?
And now
you're a bad eater, and you got you're chewing with your mouth open, and everybody's like, "Oh,
they gotta watch."
I don't
should have waited
that.
Because we would have been distracted with our own meal. We didn't have to see that.
You told one of your bosses, Carell, that I don't like to eat in public.
Yeah,
and it's.
You don't.
I don't. It's a thing.
We'll go to a party. You won't eat anything. It's like, are you kidding? They had all this food there.
So I'm at a lunch and learn.
Think they put that out there for their cats?
I'm at a lunch and learn
with
Carell. And he's like, I'm going to take pictures of you because you're going to eat. I know you will.
Yeah.
And he did. It's like, as I'm, like, sneaking bites, he took pictures and sent them to Dad.
Yeah, well.
You know, I mean.
Mm-hmm. I saw her actually doing it, and she's done it, and she just won't do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a phobia.
Mm-hmm. One of the cool things we did this week, we talked earlier about watching the these shows that we've been watching. What were we watching? What show were we talking about earlier? But this one that I want to talk about is the Best of the Ed Sullivan Show. How cool is that? What's so cool is you see all these episodes of the old Ed Sullivan Show, and they showed the Beatles and the Stones and, I mean, different artists and all, like, the puppet guys and stuff like that. It's like TV was a whole different thing back
whole
then.
Whole different thing back yeah, then.
Whole different thing back then.
A different set of bread and circuses.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool. Elvis, you know, you can't do your gyrations and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
The Stones had to change the words to their songs and, you know. Yep. What was it?
They had more control back then.
Yeah.
There was something that I had written down earlier, and I think I don't know what I did with it. But it was
back.
There's a Beatle. Oh, here, hold on. Beatles. Here, hold on. Let me see it on this light. All You Need Is Love. This week was like the 58th anniversary of the recording of the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love. How crazy is that?
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why I'm different.
I've always wondered that.
That's why.
Yeah.
I was raised with that.
Mm-hmm.
I turned 58 in May.
So when you're really hot and sweaty, when it's like in the middle of a heat wave, what's your go-to drink?
Water.
Water.
Water. Okay. Well, there's a doctor in the UK who is telling people that the best thing to drink during a heat wave is what?
Water.
Milk.
Ugh.
That sounds like a UK kind of answer.
Milk.
They put beans in their scrambled
they
eggs.
Say
I'm
that,
not,
they
I don't
they
care.
Say that milk is full of water and full of electrolytes. When I was a kid, I drank a ton of milk, even in the summertime.
Ugh.
I don't know.
I can't even imagine. I mean, listen, I drank a ton. My mom used to have to stop at the store every day on her way home from work and bring a gallon of milk home. I drank that much milk as a kid, okay? I can't even imagine today drinking a glass of milk. I think I would just be so gagged out. I just can't even. I used to love it. But now the thought of it, it'd be like, oh.
I'm lactose militant.
And plus I'm lactose, yeah. Right. So I've become lactose. I never was as a kid, but now all of a sudden I can't even imagine.
Been. You always were.
I can remember being down in the summertime, you know, playing basketball and stuff like that, running up to the house, drinking a glass of milk and going back.
Ugh.
You can't do that when it's hot.
It's probably why I went pro.
Yeah.
made me so good. Yeah. Yeah.
I have never been a fan.
Mm-mm. Well, I used to love milk. Whole milk. The whole deal.
Yeah.
Vitamin D. The whole deal.
Chocolate milk. And
see, and I just got something that says that's why you were so handsome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got some fans out there. Good teeth. Just had a root canal.
But never had a cavity.
Mm, that's right, never had a cavity. I told the doctor the other day, I said, he says, yeah, it's going to be just like when you've, he hadn't looked in my mouth yet. It's like, you know, it's like when you get a cavity or something. I said, I never had one. He goes, you've never had a cavity? I said, no. I said, I was a fluoride kid. I was a fluoride kid, man. I used to have fluoride treatments, never had a cavity. So to this day, 61 years old, never had a cavity.
Drank a gallon of milk every day.
Pretty much, yep. This is a story that I saw earlier this week, and I think it happened last weekend. I've always been on the fence about whether or not I would think it was unbelievable to take a hot air balloon ride. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you have any idea? I mean, when I don't like flying on planes because once you get in there and they lock the doors and they take off, you got no control. Do you have any idea how little control you have over a balloon?
Yeah, you're just
zero.
You're just kind of there, man.
And you're throwing fire up in there.
It's and a bad idea.
And you're in so a wicker basket.
Right. Yeah, let's throw in a bunch of flame stuff. stuff that's not flame retardant. Let's let's throw everything we can. You know,
every flammable object.
I don't know if you saw the video of this Brazilian hot air balloon that caught fire. Have you seen it? It's horrific.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I mean, I saw three people jump out of the balloon, jump out of the thing. Are you kidding? But what are you going to do? What's your option? You're going to stay in the gondola? What do they call it?
Yeah.
The basket, the gondola? You're going to stay there and burn to death, or are you going to jump out? I mean, how horrific is that?
That's why you don't do stuff like that.
That's why you don't do that.
But it looks so pretty.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely beautiful.
When it's not on fire.
Yeah, it looks absolutely beautiful. Listen, I love it when you see those photographs of like 100 hot air balloons, you know, going through this whole place. But what you don't realize is they can't really control those things.
Yeah.
They can control up and down, but they have to truly be sort of like meteorologists to get the wind. And they plan those trips. It's like, okay, the wind is going to be out of the east. Hopefully, we'll start and we'll land over here in this big field. But there's no guarantee of that.
Yeah, there's no way to fly.
No.
That's why sailboats also have motors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scary.
Very scary.
Scary. Yeah.
And at least on a sailboat, mm-hmm. if things go south, you have a, personal flotation device
mm-hmm.
that you can put on and jump ship into the sharks or alligators, depending on where you're sailing in
Florida.
I
sort of lost track of time. We need to do the quotes.
Mm-hmm.
We're already there.
All right.
The first quote I have says, a weak, insecure little man who will stop at nothing to keep people from calling him a weak, insecure little man is a hero only to weak, insecure little men.
Yep.
Mm. Yes.
I wonder who that refers to. The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion.
Yeah.
Albert Camus came up with that one. This one says, one out of three Trump supporters are as dumb as the other two.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Ring the bell, dude.
No, that one's, that's a good one.
No, that's a good one. That's why you ring the bell.
No, the bell's for bad stuff. Mm-hmm.
This one says, Pete Hegseth refutes claims that he's drinking again after being spotted eating at Hardee's after midnight. This one says, remember that I predicted a long time ago that President Obama will attack Iran because of his inability to negotiate properly. I'm sorry. Not skilled. And that came from Daddy.
Yeah.
And this one says, I was robbed by 6 dwarves today. Not happy.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It is funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a text from Debbie Dan Gray. Thanks for sharing your blushing bride with me in 5 days.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yep, Steph's going to be heading up to the Ohio here in a few days. Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
We won't be here next week.
Right, that's it.
Because I won't be here next
Next Friday week. Is the 4th of July, and we will not be doing a 4th of July show.
Right, happy 4th of July. Stay safe.
I will be in the pool with my new floating bar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should get him a PFD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
Personal floating device?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Tygan? You have anything to add here at the end of the show?
I don't know. It's hot. Stay inside.
Stay inside.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Yeah, tomorrow is the big St. Pete Pride Festival. Do it up. Do it up. And be safe. I will say, Semper Fi Devil Dogs, I miss you, Mom. And I was informed before the show by our dear friend Duchess that one of our other dear friends, Gloria Tiller, passed away today. And I know that she meant a lot to my mom. Duchess said to me her phone was dying when she was telling me. And she said, Gloria went to go see your mom.
Aww.
Yeah, so that's sad. Gloria Tiller was a good friend of Mom and helped her out in a lot of many ways. So rest in peace, Gloria.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's that. Other than that, I will say that we are not doing a show next week. Enjoy your 4th of July. Be safe. Don't lose any fingers, that kind of thing. and we will see you again. What will it be? 4th, 7 days, the 12th. I'm assuming it will be the 12th. July 12th.
We'll go with your assumption. We always enough. Do.
I'm good at math, man. All right.
No, it'll be the 11th.
Okay, that's cool. All right, folks. Again, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Thanks so much for all the people, Solvay and Lenny, Dad, who else?
Debbie Dan Gray,
that played along with us tonight. It means a lot to us that knowing that you know, people are out there listening.
People are listening.
Yeah. All right, folks. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, basically. See ya.
Happy 4th.
That's all, folks.